After years of painstaking research and the months of experimentation, I, Dr. Disco, have finally done it. They left at me and called me mad. They said it couldn't be done, but who's laughing now? Behold my greatest creation and something no one has ever seen before. Soft crust pizza! Finn, Queen, you're late for pizza night.
It wasn't our fault, Dr. Disco. Promise. After we contacted you and told you we lost Strida, you told us to find those kids who helped him. And that's exactly what we've been trying to do.
Yeah, we're pretty sure that the portal energy the scanner picked up came from them.
And?
And? We didn't find them.
Finn, Queen, once again you have failed me. You have left me no choice but to bring in a new henchman. Meet my new lieutenant, Steve!
Steve is a...
Sock puppet?
Sock puppet? Who are you calling a sock puppet? The name is Steve! Dr. Disco, are you sure we can trust these two?
Hey!
You have a point, Steve. They have failed to catch those kids.
No, we'll catch them. Promise.
But what if they are in hiding? What if... Oh, Dr. Disco, what if those kids are Starkeepers?
Starkeepers!
Every time he does, his robot side shorts out. Though I don't really know why it plays disco music.
Just hurry up and fix him. I can't stand watching him dance. It's so bad.
Help me hold him still.
But the Starkeepers are gone.
But what if they're not? Those kids must be found. Nothing can get in my... our way.
Queen, Finn, it has come to my attention that these kids need to be found and defeated. Steve is right. Nothing will get in the way of galactic domination.
It was really nice of Strider to give us these old Starkeeper gadgets since our powers don't work.
Right? I'm so happy he's part of our team now. With his Starkeeper wisdom and our experience fighting the Shadow Squad, we'll be able to work together to fix the Zone's heart in no time.
Yeah, I'm just not so sure Strider wants to be a part of our team. He kind of seems like a loner.
Oh, he'll come around. Soon he'll see that we're all meant to live life with other people.
Speaking of the Zone's heart, how do we fix it if all the portal stars have gone gray?
I don't know. But we gotta find the portal stars first before we can even figure out how to turn them back. Hey, there it is! That must be the old Starkeeper base Strider was talking about. We know at least one of the portal stars is in there. I wonder how we're going to get inside. I really wish we hadn't told Bubbles to leave the jetpacks behind. Oh, wait! Where did Bubbles go?
Psst! Guys! Over here!
Bubbles, what are you doing? It's dangerous! Finn and Quinn could be around!
Well, since some people had me leave my jetpacks behind, I was just looking for a good place to use the cool thingamajigs that Strider gave me. Here they are!
Strider gave you... gloves?
Not just any gloves. These gloves let you stick to the wall. See? I'll use these to climb up the wall and lower a rope down to you two.
Good idea, Bubbles.
I don't know. Bubbles...
Hurry up, Ben. We need to find those weird kids.
Oh, I'm coming. Quit being such a bossy pants.
Bossy pants? My pants don't say bossy on them. What are you even talking about?
That's not what I... Never mind.
Bubbles, now would be a good time to start climbing.
Be up in a jiffy.
Made it. Here comes the rope.
And yeah, come on, yeah, let's get down to boogie. Oh, yeah, check out these moves, Steve.
Yeah, Doc, get down and boogie.
I love this song. Such a psychedelic beat.
Who dares disturb our groove?
Finn, you two better have a good reason for interrupting our disco marathon.
We looked everywhere, Dr. Disco. We couldn't find those three kids anywhere.
Oh, no fair. Just once, I wish I would get what I want.
Pull yourself together, Doctor. We need to make a plan. It's not like those children are gonna fall right out of the sky.
Ah! Oh, my ceiling!
Go.
Ow.
Guess the roof wasn't as strong as we thought. Tank, did we have a disco room in our Starkeeper base back home? Because I definitely don't remember a disco ball. Or a giant cyborg with a sock puppet.
Hey, it's the kids that helped Strida!
Uh-oh.
Twins, get them!
On it, boss!
Ugh, gross, what is this stuff? I can't move!
It's our latest invention, the Sludge Cannon 5000. It shoots out sticky sludge and traps anyone in its path.
So, you three are the Star Keepers I've heard about. Welcome. I am Dr. Disco. And this is my good friend, Steve.
Steve is a sock puppet?
How dare you! I'm just as real as you are, kitty cat! You're a sock puppet!
This guy's nuts.
It has been a long time since the Zone had Starkeepers.
You know about Starkeepers?
I know all about you. Starkeepers are the reason Ratiform got her hands on the heart of this universe.
What?
Oh, I guess that's kinda true. Dex and River told me about it. Ratiform was the leader of the Starkeepers in this universe, but she only pretended to be one because she wanted to use the heart to turn everyone into robots. When she tried, the heart broke into 10 pieces, and Ratiform jumped to our universe to try and do the same thing there.
Exactly! Ratiform ruined my life! She tried to turn everyone into robots! It somehow changed half of me! So now, I am stuck as a cyborg!
And he went crazy!
Oh, Steve! We both know you are the crazy one!
No! No! You are!
No! You are!
I don't think Dr. Disco's body is the only thing that got messed up when the heart was destroyed.
But what about the Zone? Don't you want to save it after what Ratiform did?
No, I don't. It is fine the way it is, and I am going to rule the universe! We are going to rule!
The Zone is ours!
But what about everyone else? Destroying everything and ruling the Zone will be really lonely. We're meant to live life with other people. Don't you want to be around friends and family who encourage you and help you grow?
I am a villain. I don't care about that. Besides, no one can save the Zone. I have the only portal star left.
Shh! Doc Dr. Disco! Why would you tell them that?
So you do have the last portal star!
Yes, but there is nothing special at all! So I glued some sparkly rocks on it and made it into a disco ball! See? It is the crowning jewel of my disco room!
Leo, what are you doing?
I just remembered. Strider gave me a cool laser we could use to cut ourselves free. If only I could reach it.
Finn, take these three to the dungeon while I finish my dancing.
With pleasure.
Got it!
Hey! They cut through our sludge!
Oh, great! Here they come! Bubbles, do you still have your gloves on?
Yeah?
Great! Tank, help me throw Bubbles in the air! Bubbles, use your gloves to stick to the wall and get that portal star! We'll hold off the twins!
Got it! Oh. Here we go!
Guys, I got it! Just need to get it off this string holding it up!
Don't just stand there, Dr. Disco, you stupid cyborg! Use your sonic blaster!
All right! Finn, get over here close to me! I'll handle them!
Bubbles! Look out!
The portal star reflected the blast, and it's headed right for us!
Oh, great! It hit the sludge cannon! Now we're stuck!
Phew! That was a close one!
We got you, Bubbles!
Thanks for catching me!
Look! I got the portal star!
And it looks like Dr. Disco's sonic blast cleaned off all the shiny rocks!
So, you three, how does it feel to be trapped in your own sludge?
This would have never happened if I had legs!
Whatever, Steve!
Guys, look! Something is happening with the portal star!
The star is connecting with our portal casters and opening up a portal! I think it wants us to go through.
But we don't know where the portal leads.
No time to worry about that now. From the looks of it, that sludge isn't going to hold Dr. Disco and the twins for long.
Right!
Let's go! I'll see you two on the other side!